Gender bias operates like gravity, an invisible force shaping our decisions without our awareness. From early childhood, we absorb associations linking men with assertiveness and competitiveness, while women are connected with empathy and collaboration. These mental shortcuts become so deeply embedded that they color our perceptions automatically. When we picture a natural leader, most people unconsciously envision traditionally masculine traits, decisiveness, dominance, confidence, creating a fundamental mismatch between our unconscious prototype of leadership and our conscious beliefs about gender equality. What makes this particularly troubling? Those who believe themselves to be objective and meritocracy are often the most susceptible to biased decision-making. Imagine discovering that your brain has been quietly making decisions that contradict your deepest values. This is the uncomfortable reality we must confront. Making bias visible is the crucial first step. Tools like the implicit association test can reveal unconscious attitudes influencing our decisions. Only by acknowledging these biases exist within all of us can we interrupt automatic processes and align our choices with our values. I'd present data-backed recommendations in meetings only to be talked over. Later, a male colleague would suggest the same idea and receive praise for his innovative thinking. This experience, shared by a senior female executive, illustrates how organizational cultures frequently embody masculine values that create hostile environments for women. In these boys' club settings, women find themselves in a perpetual uphill battle, needing to overassert themselves to gain what should naturally be theirs: recognition, opportunity, and respect. Meanwhile, men often reinforce their dominance through informal networks formed over drinks, on golf courses, or in locker rooms. This dynamic extends beyond traditional corporate settings to tech startups celebrating bro culture, and even safety-critical fields like firefighting, where hyper-masculine cultures actually undermine effectiveness by encouraging unnecessary risks. Despite substantial evidence that women often adopt more effective transformational leadership styles, promotion rates remain stagnant as organizations continue valorizing competitive, aggressive cultures that equate success with dominance rather than outcomes. Perhaps most troubling is how this creates a lose-lose situation for women who reach leadership positions. They face criticism for being too soft or backlash for being too aggressive when they adopt stereotypically masculine leadership styles. One of the most persistent barriers to gender-balanced leadership is our tendency to mistake confidence for competence. This confusion systematically advantages men, who typically display greater self-assurance, while disadvantaging women, who often demonstrate more accurate self-assessment. Research consistently shows that men tend to overestimate their abilities, while women more accurately assess their skills. In one striking study, men rated their performance on a mathematical task 30% higher than it actually was, while women's self-assessments closely matched their actual performance. Yet in hiring and promotion decisions, the confident self-promoter often prevails over the more competent but modest candidate. This creates a particularly challenging environment for women who face backlash when displaying equal confidence to their male counterparts. As one professional noted, "I've learned to tone down my confidence in interviews. If I speak with the same authority as my male colleagues, I'm perceived as arrogant rather than assured." Breaking this cycle requires acknowledging the fallibility of our judgments and implementing more systematic approaches to talent decisions. Organizations that replace intuitive assessments with structured evaluation processes show significant improvements in gender balance. These systems don't eliminate human judgment, but provide guardrails that help mitigate unconscious bias. Diversity isn't just an ethical imperative, it's a business necessity in today's complex environment. As work increasingly involves non-routine cognitive tasks, embracing diverse perspectives becomes essential for innovation and adaptability. The value lies in how diversity expands our collective problem-solving capacity. Unlike zero-sum thinking that frames diversity as taking opportunities from one group to give to another, the diversity bonus creates new value. Research consistently shows that diverse teams outperform homogeneous ones on complex tasks requiring innovation, problem-solving, prediction, and evaluation. Consider BHP's experience. After increasing gender diversity, sites with more women showed significantly better performance on safety, equipment availability, and production metrics. These improvements weren't achieved by lowering standards, but by bringing different perspectives to long-standing challenges. Gender-balanced leadership also correlates with stronger financial performance. Companies in the top quartile for gender diversity are 21% more likely to experience above-average profitability compared to less diverse peers. This relationship persists across industries and regions, suggesting a fundamental connection between diversity and performance. However, the diversity dividend isn't automatic. It requires inclusive leadership to unlock. Simply assembling diverse teams without creating psychological safety and equal participation won't yield benefits. Research shows that effective leadership combines both agentic traits, decisiveness, assertiveness, and communal ones, with warmth, collaboration, with warmth preceding competence in building influence. As Harvard professor Amy Cuddy notes, people judge warmth before competence, and these judgments shape our emotions and behaviors toward others. Gender stereotypes create distinct challenges. Women must demonstrate competence while maintaining warmth, while men must show warmth without undermining perceived competence. Inclusive leadership focuses on creating psychological safety where all team members, especially women and minorities, feel secure taking interpersonal risks and know their identities are valued. Creating inclusive environments requires navigating gender discussions with authenticity and courage. While many avoid these conversations fearing missteps, progress comes from engaging openly with a growth mindset. Establishing principles of curiosity, candor, and confidentiality creates safety for exploring biases. View mistakes as learning opportunities rather than failures. Address controversial topics early, as unspoken issues tend to escalate. Stories resonate more deeply than abstract arguments, making narrative sharing particularly effective. Being an ally requires sustained action, with even small efforts potentially sparking broader change. Common conversational biases include he-peating, men repeating women's ideas, dominance through interruption, and women's double bind when speaking up. Counter these by becoming a micro-sponsor who credits idea originators. Using phrases like, "I'm still learning," creates space for growth and signals openness to different perspectives. The future of leadership demands inclusivity over homogeneity. Your leadership legacy depends on both achievements and who you elevate along the way. Nick Marinelli's rise from laborer to CEO shows how personal experiences with inequality can drive workplace inclusion. By making diversity core to business strategy, he created lasting organizational change. The Champion Continuum maps the journey from resistor to champion, helping engage others wherever they are in their evolution. Male advocacy particularly accelerates gender equality progress, lending credibility and shifting perspectives among other men. Sustainable change requires aligning leadership commitment, clear initiatives, coaching, and accountability. Adopt an inclusion growth mindset that views challenges as learning opportunities. Even small actions matter. Your legacy starts with today's conversations, the biases you challenge, and the champions you develop. Through making gender bias visible and building inclusive cultures, you help create leadership that truly reflects our diverse world.